In this bulletin, new COVID-19 cases recorded in Victoria, taking a hotel quarantine cluster to 13. More resignations from the board of Crown Resorts. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur advances to the third round of the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's hotel quarantine cluster has grown to 13 after another worker and two close contacts tested positive. Testing Commander Jerome Wymar says all the cases have the United Kingdom variant of coronavirus.
I can also confirm that genomics has come back on cases 5 and 6. We mentioned this, I think, yesterday or the day before. So I'm very pleased to confirm, or not pleased, but I'm aware that the genomics confirms that the cases 5 and 6 have exactly the same variant and typing as cases 1 to 4. They're all of the UK variant, and it is our working assumption, therefore, that all 11 cases associated with the Holiday Inn cluster are all of the UK variant.
New South Wales residents are waking up to eased coronavirus restrictions. Face masks will only be mandatory on public transport, including taxis and rideshare vehicles. Twice as many customers are allowed into cafes and restaurants, and all venues except gyms are now subject to the 2 square metre rule. Former AFL boss Andrew Demetriou is the latest figure to step down from the Crown Resorts Board after a review into the casino giant. Mr. Demetriou resigned on Thursday in order for the organisation to improve its chances with the New South Wales regulator. Earlier this week, a report found Crown is not fit to run the new Sydney casino at Barangaroo, and two other directors departed on Wednesday. Crown Resorts Chief Executive and Board Director Ken Barton is also reported to be leaving. A Melbourne man has been charged with the murder of his girlfriend, Ju Kelly Zhang, who was last seen in Epping. 35-year-old Jung Sung Tan of Doncaster was arrested at Melbourne Airport, and he is expected to face court today. The missing persons squad had been searching a creek at Ivanhoe West as part of its investigation. Democrats are concluding their case against Donald Trump in the former president's second impeachment trial. They allege Mr. Trump incited the January the 6th riot at the US Capitol building and released previously unseen graphic video footage from inside the building. US President Joe Biden says the US Senate has an important task before it.
I think the Senate has a very important job to complete, and I think my guess is some minds may have been changed, but I don't know.
At the Australian Open, Alex de Minaur says he's had to learn to adapt his style of play over the last 12 months. The Australian has advanced into the third round after defeating Pablo Cuevas of Uruguay 6-3, 6-3, 7-5 on Margaret Court Arena. The 21-year-old missed last year's tournament with an abdominal injury, and he says the past year has taught him the importance of being able to quickly adapt.
One of the biggest things is just to adapt. That's something we've learned with last year, with COVID, with everything. So one of the biggest things I've learned is you've got to be versatile, you've got to adapt and just be ready for any situation.
Fellow Australian Samantha Stosur was defeated 6-love, 6-1 by American Jessica Pegula in their second round encounter, while men's number 2, Rafael Nadal, advanced with a straight sets victory over Michael Moe from the United States. Nadal won 6-1, 6-4, 6-2. And the president of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Organising Committee, Yoshiro Mori, is expected to resign over sexist remarks. His resignation is likely to raise fresh doubts over the viability of holding the Olympic Games later this year. During a board meeting earlier this month, the former Prime Minister said women talk too much, a comment which attracted mass criticism. And now for today's weather. Perth, sunny 28. Adelaide, partly cloudy 22. Melbourne, showers clearing 24. Hobart, possible early storm, showers easing 23. Canberra, a few showers 26. Wollongong, a late shower or 2, 27. Sydney, a possible late shower, 30. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 31. Brisbane, similar conditions and 30. Cairns, a shower or 2, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.